This is Ozarks at Large, and it is December 1st. And, of course, with us now we have Becca Bacon-Martin, the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I was thinking that I wish that I could celebrate having my Christmas shopping done, but I haven't started yet. It's December!
It is.
I'm in trouble. But let me take a moment to tell you something you should do today.
Okay.
There's an event that happens in Eureka Springs every year. It's called the Silver Tea. Mm-hmm. It's a benefit hosted by the women of St. James Episcopal Church. This year, the beneficiary is St. John's Hospice Care. It happens from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Crescent Hotel. Admission is by donation. And it's a lovely day of great hats and silver tea services and hors d'oeuvres, and very elegant and very fun.
But this is open to the public?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. You just have to donate.
Okay.
You can find out more at 253-8610. And then you need to plan for a couple of things, because this weekend are two Christmas favorites on stage in Northwest Arkansas. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever returns to the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale tomorrow night for one weekend only, and A Christmas Story returns after, I think it's been 3 years, at Rogers Little Theater, opening tomorrow night for two weekends.
And just around the corner, It's a Wonderful Life.
And Mark Landon Smith's The Santaland Diaries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
All sorts of favorites.
Big theater.
All right. And we look forward. You'll be back with us in the studio tomorrow, right?
I will. And I miss you guys. I'll see you soon.
All right, Becca.
Bye, Becca.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.